Dear Sopranos, this time it's the Sanctus by Franz Schubert. It's page 21 in the Schubert Mass. And the reason why I'm talking so much is I don't dare letting you look at the music. But maybe there are two things I could say. It starts very high. And the better you know where to go, what the notes are, the more you can concentrate on doing it right as far as your voice goes. I don't need to say that the second sopranos, of course, should not even try, and we are depending on the first sopranos. What I will do today is play soprano and altos together, once to kind of hide a little how far up the sopranos have to go. And on the other hand, I don't know. Well, it can't be helped, it's that high. But remember, I told you the instruments are going to help a lot. The instruments end on D major. And you start with the third and the fifth of the chord. That's Adagio Maestoso. And the only thing that you really have to pay attention is the A up there should be high enough, of course, in measure 3, and in measure 7, the E flat, and the B in measure 6 for the altos, 7 for the sopranos, the E flat. You, by now, you know that those are the dangerous parts, the alto B flat and sopranos E flat. Okay. If you have gotten there without breaking your voice, that is the end of the first part. And then comes the very jolly, and in this case I play the sopranos only, Osana. I play it a little bit more slowly than we would have to sing it later. D. Oh. And it gets sort of repeated, but not quite. Measure 22. By now you are used to high notes. And the altos in the allegro in the Osana starting in measure 18 to 19. And I have the alto and soprano together in this example because it's very similar. It's nice and correspondent. In measure 17 sopranos, that's how they go. And the alto start in this line, measure 19. That part is not very easy to sing, and you notice it's not so easy to play either. I'm sorry, let's do that once more. Measure 19, pick up. And from there on together, and you have heard, and that is very strange because that is rarely used in music, in harmonies, that you have parallel fourths. Measure 31. That is strange, but beautiful. And there he thought, well, I better go back to the fifth. In each Mass, you will find that the Benedictus follows the Sanctus, and in a lot of cases, and here as well, it is sung by a soprano solo. It's a beautiful soprano solo. If you want to have fun, just work on it and sing it. It's beautiful. And again, like always, the Benedictus is followed by a repetition of the Hosanna. In this case, it's on page 26, and it is exactly the same Hosanna that you sang before.